Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association. My name is Malcolm, a former surgeon and presently chairman of the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association.
And my name's Sandy. I'm the executive officer of the association and a cancer survivor. In this podcast, we want to raise awareness of thyroid and parathyroid cancer.
The thyroid is a bilobed endocrine gland, often described as butterfly-shaped, situated under the skin just below the Adam's apple in the neck. Its normal function is to produce a hormone called thyroxin, which controls our metabolism. Too much thyroxin produces overactivity, with too little making people feel lethargic. The thyroid also produces a hormone called calcitonin.
There are four parathyroid glands, two on either side, just behind the thyroid gland, each the size of a very small pea. They produce parathormone, which controls the level of calcium in the blood.
Thyroid cancer is not common, affecting around 3,500 individuals each year in the UK, with an anticipated figure of 4 to 5 cases annually on the island. Thyroid cancer occurs more commonly in women and often presents in the 35 to 55 age range group. There are a number of different types of tumours which are based on what the abnormal thyroid cells look like when visualised through a microscope. Papillary, the most common, follicular, medullary and anaplastic carcinoma. Many of the tumours are not particularly aggressive, although anaplastic or Hürtel cell tumours, seen more often in the elderly, can grow and spread quite quickly.
The commonest symptom associated with thyroid carcinoma is a lump or nodule within the thyroid. Other symptoms that you may notice are hoarseness of the voice that lasts more than 3 weeks, a sore throat or difficulty in swallowing that won't go away, and occasionally you may experience looseness of your bowels or facial flushing, and that's due to excessive calcitonin production associated with the medullary tumour in the gland.
Most people are familiar with a generalised enlargement of the whole gland, known as a thyroid goiter. And this is associated either with over or underproduction of thyroxin, and it is not in any way cancerous. Furthermore, only 5% of nodules within the gland are cancerous. However, it is important that you see your doctor if you or anyone else notices anything abnormal in the front of your neck to get any treatment that you require to put it right.
There are a number of risk factors associated with thyroid cancer. Having a family history of thyroid cancer increases your risk. Having been exposed to radiation, particularly to the neck region, is another risk factor. This may occur through employment or, more likely to, having received radiotherapy at a younger age, such as for part of treatment of lymphoma in the glands of the neck as a child. Iodine deficiency can also increase your risk, although iodine supplementation in salt these days makes deficiency very unlikely. Being overweight or smoking, as with many tumours, also increases your risk.
Parathyroid cancer is extremely rare, with probably only a single case every couple of decades on the island. The presenting symptoms arise from the hypercalcemia, having too much calcium in your blood, as a result of the overproduction of parahormone. These include symptoms associated with kidney stones, that is renal colic or pain in the back, blood in the urine, or peeing a lot. Symptoms associated with weakened or fragile bones, that's bone pain or fractures often with very little trauma, known as pathological fractures, or symptoms associated with peptic ulcers, which is indigestion and weight loss. Patients presenting with renal stones, pathological fractures or peptic ulcers will usually have their calcium checked to see if they have an elevated level. There are also many vague symptoms, such as depression, constipation and tiredness.
There's a lot of good information available about thyroid and parathyroid cancers on the websites at cancerresearchuk.org or macmillan.org.uk. You can also visit the Macmillan Cancer Information Centre at Nobles Hospital or contact them on 650735. You can also have a look at their website at macmillan.org.uk. Thank you for listening.